95 or 98 that were present. And we had a really wonderful, blessed time. But the following year, we found the Collins Retreat Center. We came down here. It was just being finished as far as the construction was concerned. And so we spread the glad tidings around that we had this new place, that it was in a wooded area. And hopefully we thought maybe the brethren would become excited enough to come. And that's what happened. There were 177 that came to that convention, and we were just ecstatic. We had such a wonderful time here. The next year, 1983, was the year when we began the use of the mini talks, various subjects, but they were a little bit different than a symposium. They were just a little bit shorter. We used the top-notch speakers, and there were special subjects. And one of the pleasures of that convention was that Brother Lutz Rootman came, and so many of us here just had met him for the first time. In 1985, that was a great year for brethren coming from overseas. We had Brother Hercules Gonas of Greece, who was amongst us and spoke. Lutz Rootman was back. He liked it that other year so well that he decided he'd just have to come again. And that was a year when Brother Felix Pilarski was here. You remember his stay. And one of the nice things that happened to the to our own local friends was that our singing group developed songs in those languages. We sang "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds" and "God Be With You" during that convention in Greek, in French, and in German. And that really was a very moving experience for us all. Another thing that happened that year, 1985, it was the first pancake breakfast at the retirement center. And I think that about 100 brethren came. We didn't exactly keep count, but we think that they each had from 4 to 5 pancakes. So that made it about 400 or 500 pancakes that we served that time. And it was a great occasion. Somebody said that they were the best pancakes in the West. In 1987, our overseas brother was Stefan Grugin. And that's when our mini talks went into this first person kind of service. Remember, we asked the speakers to talk in the first person. We had Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Joseph, Daniel, Barnabas, Nicodemus. And it was an exciting kind of thing, and many, many brethren voiced their appreciation. So we tried to carry on. 1988, our overseas brother was Joseph Wozniak from France, and the mini talks consisted of the first hand reports of Jonathan, Elijah, Jonah, Samson, Onesimus, Aquila, and one or two others. Last year, you remember what we had last year? Well, Brother Adolf Dembski was here, and we kind of changed the style of the first-person report by adding a friend to each ancient worthy that spoke. And so Abraham spoke about his friend Lot. Jacob spoke about Laban. Joshua about Caleb. Moses about Jethro. And so that's the way it's been in the last few years. We think that this year is going to be very special too, because we've got some brethren here from overseas. They're not on the program, but they are well worth getting acquainted with. Brother Grun, would you please stand, Prochestach? Brother Grun, Bracie Grun, brat nam povie, gdzie brat jest skąd? Where are you from, Brother Grun?
Jestem z Francji. Mieszkam w tak zwane...
We want his picture on the video.
Mieszkam w tak zwanej miejscu, gdzie się zowie Alzacja. To jest wschód Francji.
I live in France, and I live in an area that you may be somewhat familiar with. It's the Alsace area, which is like an area that used to be between France and Germany.
Podobna jest taka ładna jak Portland.
And he says that it's just about as nice as Portland.
No i jestem, mieszkamy, to znaczy blisko braterstwa, mamy zgromadzenie.
They have a nice group of brethren there, and they live near each other.
No i cieszymy się społecznością braterską, jaką mamy z braćmi tutejszymi, to znaczy z Ameryki.
And so he appreciates, and they appreciate the contact that they have with the brethren in America.
I dlatego odbywa się ta zamiana, że bracia nas stąd odwiedzają, no a my, jeżeli mamy przywilej, to przyjeżdżamy tutaj.
And so, you know, that many come there, and they're very privileged, they feel, of being able to be here. To dziękujemy, bracie.
Chciałem tylko podać pozdrowienie od braci i sióstr Francji z Generalnej Konwencji i od rodziny.
And he brings special love and greetings from the brethren at their General Convention, and especially from his family.
I moja żona.
Which, of course, especially from his wife. Now, we have another brother and sister. They come from Poland. And Brother Szarkowicz, Eugeniusz Szarkowicz, and Sister Helena Szarkowicz. Brat, a kto będzie nam tak mówić? Who's going to speak to us? To brat pewnie.
No dobrze.
I wtedy siostra. Brat nam powie, gdzie brat jest, skąd i co brat co tam robią. What are you doing and where do you come from?
Ja zamieszkuję we wschodniej części Polski, blisko Rosji.
He comes from an area that's like the eastern part of Poland, not far from the Russian border.
Mieszkam w miejscowości, gdzie jest kilka rodzin braterskich.
Przepraszam, nie słyszałem.
Mieszkam w miejscowości Przychojec, gdzie mieszka kilka rodzin braterskich.
So he comes from an area, as a matter of fact, the city is Przychojec, and there are several brethren in that area, and they have a little class.
Jesteśmy ze zgromadzenia, które liczy 45 osób, w tym 30 jest poświęconych.
They have a class of 45, and there are 30 that are consecrated.
Mamy trzech synów i dwie synowe.
They have three sons and two daughters-in-law.
Mamy też i jedną wnuczkę tutaj w Kanadzie.
And they have a little granddaughter in Canada.
Radujemy się bardzo z przywileju, że mieliśmy sposobność oglądania Kanady, a również i Ameryki.
Very happy that they've had the privilege of seeing Canada, that they're visiting their son there, and daughter-in-law and granddaughter.
Widzę,
and they're glad that they can see America too.
Widzę, jak prawdziwe są słowa Jezusa, który powiedział, że będziecie mieć w tym życiu wiele braci i sióstr.
And so he realizes the text, the scripture that says that we will have many brothers and sisters.
Przy okazji chciałbym przekazać serdeczne pozdrowienia.
And so he liked to bring special love and greetings
od wszystkich braci z Polski.
From all the brethren in Poland.
Szczególnie od zgromadzenia Przychojec.
Particularly from the brethren at Przychojec.
Osobiście od syna i synowej, którzy pozostali w kraju.
And then also from his son and daughter, daughter-in-law that remained in Poland.
Od braci z usługi międzyzborowej.
From the brethren who serve at in the various ways there as pilgrims in Poland.
Osobiście brat Kamiński serdecznie prosił wraz z małżonką, żeby wszystkich pozdrowić.
Brother Kamiński particularly sends his love and greetings. He was here last year and he didn't serve us, but he was here.
Również tutaj z Vancouver, z Kanady, syn, synowa, raczej dwóch synów, ponieważ zostało tutaj, też serdecznie pozdrawiają wszystkich.
And so also his family from Vancouver, his son, his two sons and the daughter-in-law send their love and greetings. A teraz siostra nam coś powie.
Ja bardzo się cieszę, że jestem tutaj między wami.
I'm very happy that I'm here amongst you.
Jak również bardzo się cieszę, że poznałam tyle braterstwa.
And she's so happy that she's met so many of you.
Cieszę się bardzo, że byłam w gościnności tu w Portland, co byłam naprawdę ciekawa, jak tu mają ten ośrodek taki.
And so she's very happy that here in Poland they have Poland, oh boy. Here in America they have things as nice and beautiful as they have also in Poland.
Również bardzo zadowolona byłam, że poznałam dużo braci i Vancouver.
And she's happy that she also met brethren in Vancouver.
I wszystkim braciom serdecznie dziękuję, którzy nam tu pomogli przybyć i was odwiedzić.
And so she thanks the brethren for the privilege of being here and those that helped her to come. Dziękujemy bardzo. We thank you very much. Now, how about we like the mic, one of the mics to come down here, because I think what we'd like to do is to just ask Brother Michael and Cora, in view of the fact that there is such a contact with our brethren overseas, can you sort of give us a slight enlargement of how the connection is growing stronger?
Well, I think that most of you know that every 2 years there is a convention in Europe that is called the International Convention of Bible Students. This convention started in 1982, and so we're looking forward to the fifth one, which will be held in Germany this year from August 11th through the 17th. Nanette and I have had the opportunity to be at this convention from the very beginning, and we've been at all of them, and all of the brethren that you mentioned, Ray, that have been here, we've met for the first time there in Europe and grew to appreciate. And I think it is because of the International Convention that Americans have sort of realized that it is possible to have really wonderful fellowship with people who don't speak your language. And I think the Europeans have come to appreciate the fact that they can similarly learn and appreciate and fellowship with Americans whose languages they don't speak. And so it has encouraged us, I think, to travel in their direction and them to travel in our direction. This year we expect record numbers. We are returning for the first time to a place that we've been before. All prior conventions have moved to a different site. But this time we're going back to a very large hotel in Germany where we were 4 years ago. The reservation list currently have 625 names on them. That's a record number. About 140 from the United States. That's another record number by far. But those numbers in and of themselves are not the interesting thing. What is interesting and what never could have been anticipated is how the walls literally have come down between the Eastern European countries and the Western countries. And so for the first time, we expect brethren at the convention that have never been before because they were not permitted to be before. Now you all know that the Polish have been permitted to go, and the Poles have been at the International Convention from the very start. But that has not been true of the East Germans, for example. We have had one or two, but only because they were very old and therefore allowed out of the country. Anybody that was not in the category of very old simply was not permitted to travel. That's changed. And so we expect that there will be about 17 out of maybe a total of 50 brethren from East Germany that will be at the convention. We expect 5 from Romania. They have truly had to lead isolated lives in the past because of the regime under which they were forced to live. And in that country, a volume in the Romanian language became more precious than gold. Very rare. Maybe the leader of the study might have one, and then that would be it. So we expect 5 from there. We expect 12 from Russia, which is also we've had one in the past from all the conventions from Russia. This is 12. Had an interesting experience when I wrote the Polish representative a couple of months ago. At the end of my letter to him, I said that Ned and I were looking forward to being at the International Convention. Now, I have to admit, it's kind of like a phrase. Yes, we're looking forward to it, but it's not something I said perhaps with a whole lot of emotion. I mean, it was the tag end of the letter. The next letter that I got from him, he said, "You said that you were looking forward to the International Convention, but you cannot imagine how our Russian brethren are anticipating this convention." And that put, I think, me in a bit of perspective. We have such freedoms in this country to travel to conventions whenever we like, see brethren whenever we like. We don't think much about it. It's not only traveling to conventions. Here we can travel to convention anywhere. Not only the freedom, but I think by and large, although there are exceptions, there are the means also to do it. But when you talk about the brethren in Russia in particular, this has not been true in the past. And so this opportunity that 12 of them have to travel from their country and to come in sort of like face-to-face contact with brethren throughout the world that have prize the truth as they have been prizing it is, I am sure, for them an absolutely marvelous anticipatory experience. And so I think that those of us that are privileged to be at the convention this year will undoubtedly have some new experiences as we come in contact with these brethren from the eastern part of Europe. I know that we have a lot of conventions here, and one may just wonder why it is necessary really to travel overseas. It does cost a lot more than visiting or being at a convention in this country. But I think that almost universally, those that have made the sacrifice and the attempt to be there have come back changed by the experience and would say that it was a convention unlike any of the kind that they had ever experienced before. And perhaps in the Lord's providence, if you haven't had the chance, sometime in the future, perhaps the Lord will so direct that you will have that experience. And if so, I think you'll find yourself greatly blessed by it.
Thank you, Brother Michael. Appreciate that. If you want more information about that, see Brother Michael. He'll explain to you how you can have fellowship with foreign brethren. It's not as hard to do as you might think. What happened to our mic? Still there? Okay. While you're here, Brother Paul Malley of Jerusalem. Paul, are you making any more trips down there?
The answer to that is yes. But I wanted to share with the brethren an interesting experience. I have in my name tag, Paul Malley, Jerusalem. I says, I think the brethren are trying to say something to me, you know, in a kidding way. But when I came down here and they had a sister call me Rabbi Malley, I says, this is real. We just came back from Jerusalem a week and a half ago. And it was, as usual, an exhilarating experience. And we regard the privilege of going over to Jerusalem a unique privilege. I know many of you would love that privilege. And many of you have in your mind, I would love to go to Jerusalem one day. Well, let me say to you that there is a lot of discussion going on now. We are planning to have a convention in Jerusalem. Now, some of the sisters have come up to me and say, Paul, will we have one? I says, if the Lord wills. And also if the International Committee wills, too. So, our first approach will be to approach the International Committee, make a proposal to them, and to see all of the possibilities. If they feel that this is something that the Lord would find enriching for the brethren, then we're going to put the convention in Jerusalem in the context of the International Committee. But some of you know we have a little bit of problems there, especially with the Polish connection. And if it doesn't work, we have an alternate plan. Maybe we'll have an American convention in Jerusalem. In any event, I think the handwriting is on the wall. The time has come for a Bible students' convention in Jerusalem. And needless to say, it will be an enormous experience with enormous inspirational value. All of the sites that you have been studying all your lives, the Kidron Valley, the Garden of Gethsemane, the Mount Scopus, the Golden Gate, the walls of Solomon's Temple, the Temple Mount, they're all there, the Upper Room, City of David. What a great experience it is to go and see these sites as well as read them. The book of the Bible comes to life, for the world of the Jews becomes your world too. So we're delighted, and we wanted to share that with you so that you can start thinking ahead. We have no other details as to when and where, and although we did find a spot, a quiet, private spot, Hakamisha, Mele Hakamisha, which is about 10 kilometers west of Jerusalem. In fact, it was the spot where they stored the Ark of the Covenant while they were building Solomon's Temple. So therefore, if the Lord wills, we might be at that spot, and hopefully you will join us. Thank you.
Shalom. I'd like to... Time is slipping by. Okay. I was just going to say that Brother Grun is planning a trip in the fall to where? Where are you going, Brother Grun? Where are you going, Brother Grun? Kedy na późni do Romanii, czy nie? Okay. Okay. So he
na miesiąc September.
September. Okay. So he plans to go there. Dziękujemy. Okay, how many are here for the first time at this convention? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, that's good. Brother Jonathan.
Yes, Brother Ray. My name is Brother Jonathan Quiet from the New Haven, Connecticut Ecclesia. One of the reasons why I'm here is back in 1955, Brother Ray Krupa married my parents. Since that point, we've heard many good reports from our Brother Frank Sarasi, who has been at this convention, and the Lord so overruled it that I was on business on the West Coast the week of the 11th, and I followed up an offer by Brother Bob Dupell to take advantage of the convention here in Portland. So I really appreciated the service of Brother Carl Hagensick this evening, and I look forward to additional blessings this weekend, and I look forward to meeting you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Jonathan. There's Sister Ruth here, right here in the blue dress next to Vernon. Tell us about yourself for just a short little...
I'm one of those shy people. I was trying to slide down so you couldn't see me.
Would you stand up? Vernie will help you.
I'm sure she will. This is the first time I've attended the convention. I've just been coming down to Portland for a few months. This isn't new to me. I have always had this faith from the time I was a small child. I just needed somebody to bring it back to me, to make it real, and coming with my brothers, giving me the opportunity, it's meant a great deal to me. I feel better about it every day, and I am very grateful for all of the love and support that I've been given by all of the brethren in Portland, and I'm just grateful for everything. Thank
Good.
You.
Thank you. What happened at the Sylamar?
What? Oh.
At the convention.
Well, it was immersed. It meant a great deal to me. They were really kind of sneaky down there. I had been thinking about it and wanting it, and yet not quite knowing how to go about making it known. And I found that my roommate was in the same position I was, and we looked at each other and we said, oh my, they knew what they were doing. So we talked to each other and said, this is the time, and so we did.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Sister Sarah? Is this your first visit? Why don't you just stand up, just for 2 seconds, so that they... Okay. Where are you from, Sarah?
Originally or now?
Well, now.
From Seattle, from the Seattle class.
Uh-huh. And you are rejoicing?
Very much so, thanks.
Good. And we're glad that you're here.
Thank you.
You're glad you're here, too.
Very
good. Not right now, I suppose.
You're right.
But we're very happy that you are here. Okay, is there someone else here the first time that's anxious to stand up and tell us who you are? Margaret. Oh, yes. Let's see. Have your name?
My name is Jim Taplin, and Wanda and myself live in Bozeman, Montana. And I've been to conventions in Seattle and also several of them in Montana, but the first time here. I hear these foreign languages, and I am again amazed at the myriad of sounds which are capable of coming forth from the human larynx. It would indicate that some power beyond humans' own knowledge has to be the guiding power on all the different noises that come from the larynx. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We thank you. We're happy that you're here. And your wife, how about sister standing up just for a minute? There's all the way from Montana, Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah, we have a small class, brothers and sister Birdall, Marie and Cleo. And Cleo's had a quadruple bypass in May, so our meeting's kind of dropped off for a while. And their son and daughter come sometimes. But that's all there is in Bozeman. Thank you.
Well, we thank you, and we're very happy that you can be here, both of you. Okay, we've got five new one-timers. Why don't you stand up? Sister Blehaj? Good. And how about the others? Where's the rest of the family? Are they sleeping? No. Oh. Uh-huh, DJ. Okay. What? Сейчас нам тоже повеем.
Чудо мне есть говорить, бо я захвачена то конвенцией. Это первый день, але еще раз за...
She says that she's just overcome with joy being here at the convention. It's only the beginning, and yet she's just been just delighted.
Muszę przyznać, że nie mam słów do wypowiedzenia, jak to odczuwam tutaj między wami, a szczególnie dlatego, że uczestniczę w tej konwencji jako członek zgromadzenia w Portland, to mnie bardzo cieszy.
Well, she's very happy at the privilege of being here, and she's delighted that she's been in the class and received some help, benefit. Dobrze, to dziękuję, siostro. Be sure that you you send, I mean, that you try to meet the family. Florence, is this your first time?
Yes.
Tell us who you are.
I feel like Sarah. I'm Florence Trezina from Chicago, and I've been in Portland many times, but this is the first time at the convention, and I'm delighted to be here. And I'm having a nice visit at the center and also being with my mother and other six brethren.
Thank you very much, Florence. Lord bless you. We're glad that you're here. Brother John Trezina, her husband, passed away about New Year's time, and I'm sure that we all remembered that, and we did remember you in our prayers, Florence. Now, I won't ask these friends to stand, but we're very delighted to have Charles and Dorothy Hazen here. Dorothy is Carlton Chandler's sister, and we met them at the Sylamar, and we're delighted that you're here with us. I only have a few more minutes, and let's see, I think first, Margaret Zack, yeah, you're a first timer. I didn't tell anybody. Why don't you stand up? That's good.
I just want to promise to say that I'm here, and I've been here just for these few times, so I'm absolutely loving it. I'm very happy to be here. I had planned to be at the convention, but I still think that would have been great.
Well, that's good. Well, we're happy that you're here and that you're at the center as well. How many here are two-timers? I was afraid that's the way you take it. How about, what would we call those, the regular timers? Regular timers, habituals, addicts. Okay. Good, we're glad. Is Frank Sarasi here? There you are. Anything to say, Frank? Short. He's our number one publicity man. Well, you know him. Oh. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, Tim, do you have any announcements to make?
One, two. If you don't have a name tag, please see Edna. She has a supply. She can give you any name you want. If you need any kind of transportation help, Carlton is our inspirational transportation coordinator. If you need accommodations, see Jewel Swift. There'll be a greeting table upstairs. We've got some nice stationery with a little Portland program on it. If you'd like to send greetings to someone, please do that. We have a tape order form also, which will be upstairs. Can we get a mic to Judy Black? I'd like Judy to tell us about the resting room upstairs and what's available there, Judy. Put the camera on her. And is it a quiet room or
a quiet room.
It's a quiet room, but what facility does it have this year that's brand new? So upstairs on the second floor, we have a resting room, but the resting room has earphones. You can hear the talk upstairs as you're resting.
Most of the brethren will probably go there tomorrow.
There's only six beds, so it's going to be three or four to a bed. I'd like Nancy Zuniga to tell us a little bit of the arrangements for the children.
The children's Sunday school lessons will be geared for ages 4 through teens. Kids will meet at the outside foyer where you first come in from the road where the benches are. From there, they'll be escorted to the newly built chapel, which is at the end of the lodging building. After each class, the kids will be escorted back to the front foyer, and there the parents will meet with their children. There will be swimming tomorrow between lunch and dinner, and recreation on Sunday between lunch and dinner. So bring a change of clothes for your kids to play in. Programs will be on a table upstairs tomorrow morning. If you have any questions, see Joan Kilgore or myself.
I'd like Jerry Black to tell us a little bit about the special audio and video that we have available.
One, two. I think we've got it again. Good. Good evening. It's nice to see everybody here. For your convenience, Portland has provided in two locations a TV monitor. Not that we're discouraging attendance here in the main meeting hall, but for the convenience of families maybe, or if you just need that extra cushion chair maybe, or to get your feet up. Up in the main lobby, there's a 25-inch screen, and also in the back in the recording room, there is a number of chairs set for your convenience. Additionally, upstairs in the resting area, we have these little boxes like this laying on each resting bed and also near the chairs. They don't have to be connected to anything. It's got a little speaker that will just go by your ear. Turn this on. It's a radio frequency. It's the most convenient item, and it'll allow you to stay in contact with the discourses and the fellowshipping in case you can't make it down here. Tomorrow morning, we hope all goes well for our foreign brethren visiting. For their convenience, we have a number of translators available, and we will have some earphones, and they will be able to take a partake of the discourses also. I think I've covered it all.
Right now, we have 12 or 13 brethren upstairs in the lobby watching what's going on down here. They perhaps weren't able to come down the stairs, but they're up there enjoying the convention too. Again, we're asking the members of the Portland class to use the meadow for parking spaces. Please, Portland class, do not park adjacent to the buildings here. There's chorus practice tomorrow at 12:15. We're going to do three numbers for the Vesper service tomorrow evening, so we'd like anyone who can sing in parts to join us at 12:15 tomorrow right here by the instrument. And the snacks are ready upstairs. We've got our traditional popcorn. We also have homemade cookies, and we'll have some beverages. And everybody is invited here for breakfast. We have told the retreat people that we'll all be here for breakfast.
Good.
It's on the program. If you have any questions about anything in the facilities, feel free to come and ask me.
Okay, I'm sure that a lot of you, thanks, Tim. I'm sure a lot of you have greetings. Just quickly, we're going to go through and ask you, just give us the city. For instance, who has greetings from Detroit, Michigan? Boise, Idaho. Vernon, B.C. Albuquerque and?
Chicago.
Chicago. How about
Victoria?
Spokane. Los Angeles.
Seattle.
Fresno. Good. Tacoma. Yes. Agnes. Paradise. Oh, boy. Bob Dupell. You notice that accent? Good old Massachusetts. And Carm? Jersey City, New Jersey. Good. New London. New York. Sacramento. Ziggy. Phoenix. Kalispell, Montana. Yes. Wow. She's getting that southern accent. Vancouver, B.C. John.
Salem, Oregon.
Going once? Okay. Oh, good. Going twice? Sold. That's it? Okay, now, Brother Paul Cooper, would you please come up and read songs for the night for us?
Songs of the Night on June 22nd. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. 1 John 4:21. As perfect love casts out fear, so also it casts out false impressions of evil doing or intention toward us. The benevolent heart, full of love for others, will rather prefer to support that slights or unintentional oversights, or to put some other similar good construction upon the conduct of their friends, only yielding to an appreciation of persecution when its intention is unmistakable. Even then it should think generously of the persecutor, realize his share in the fall, and be disposed to pray for those who despitefully use them and persecute them. Blessed are such ones who thus hold to righteousness and the spirit of love toward their enemies and the persecutors, and who may be sure, therefore, that they are being persecuted for the fidelity to truth and righteousness, and not for personal idiosyncrasies and peculiarities. Blessed are they, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Lord is looking for those who are so faithful to the principles of righteousness that they will exercise it toward their enemies, even when being persecuted by them and on its account. If the kingdom of heaven is for such, it is assuredly but a little flock. Let us strive the more diligently to be that of the little flock, to make our calling and election sure. Once again, the verse, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loved God love his brother also.
There's one brother that is here. I wanted desperately to call on him. Kevin Taylor, are you here? He went upstairs. He's a 15-year-old brother, young brother. Just symbolized his consecration to the Sylomar. And if you talk to him about the truth, you'll see that he really means it. And now, Brother Victor, would you come up and close the meeting this day with prayer, remembering that breakfast tomorrow then begins at 8 o'clock. So you're all welcome. Would you like to stand?
Our dear, kind, loving Heavenly Father, once again we enter into thy holy presence in the name and the merit of Jesus our Savior. We thank thee, dear Father, for the many blessings we have received at thy hand this day, for thy guidance and care over us on our journey here, and the wonderful blessings of our first discourse and this welcome meeting tonight. We pray that thou go with us now as we return to our quarters. Bless each one, that they may have a good night's rest, that we may return tomorrow to receive more blessings at thy hand. We thank thee, dear Father, for the gift of thy Son, through whom all thy plans are being perfected. And it is through him and to him that we glory in these meetings. We pray that thou be with us now and go with us in our, give us a good night's rest and forgive us wherein we come short. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.